It was pretty soon after we, you know, started the idea of the band, which at that time was sort of a state of mind almost. The name, the Algebra Mothers, came to us from a friend who had a dream that the name came to him in, and it had a funny story behind it, because he had dreamt that there was a gang of unwed teenage mothers, pregnant unwed teenage mothers in school who, you know, at our school, who were terrorizing other students with protractors and T-squares and things like that. And they called themselves the Algebra Mothers. So we just thought that name was fun and crazy and interesting. So before we were even really a band, we were kind of like taking this on as a group of friends, like almost like not a gang, but just definitely like as a group of friends with similar interests. So there were people that were part of this that weren't actually musicians or in the band, but the three of us that were musicians at the beginning, Diana, Gerald, and myself, started to get together at various basements, and, you know, Diana's basement or Gerald's basement, and just hash out some ideas for songs. And it seemed like it was pretty soon after that we started taking it more seriously and looking for gigs. And at that time, playing original music was, there weren't a lot of choices as far as where you could play. So Bookies was one of the places that you could do that. So I can't remember exactly how that came about, but I think with Bookies, it was pretty loose. And if you could prove yourself to be decent enough to, you know, do a few songs or a set, I guess you were in. And I think we were lucky enough that people thought we were different enough and we were received well enough, probably open for somebody, maybe through mutual friends or something. And then eventually started to kind of make a name for ourselves. But it seems like it all happened pretty quickly after we started writing songs as the Algebra Mothers. And pretty soon too, the name kind of morphed into the A-Moms, just to make it simpler and shorter and little catchier, I guess.